Shaney B., you just won the Super Bowl. Will you go to the White House?
Tim, you've got to sell some Girl Scout cookies. Where are you going to set up shop?
And apparently, there are a ton of transgendered kids.
The Tim and Shaney B. experiment starts right now.
And the lunatics have taken over the asylum, at least for a half an hour. So thank you for joining a couple of lunatics like us for the Tim and Shaney B. experiment.
And by experiment, we don't mean experimenting with our genders.
No, we're not doing that.
Just a good, wholesome podcast for your listening pleasure.
Perfect for the kids.
Until we say something that's inappropriate for the kids.
Well, you know, hey, it's PG-13. So, the Philadelphia Eagles won the franchise's very first Super Bowl last Sunday night against the much maligned New England Patriots. And as is tradition, the teams usually visit the White House to get a personal congratulation from the president.
And this day and age, while everyone's taking a knee and everybody is victimized because they are black, there are many that don't want to go to the White House.
That's right. In fact, multiple players from last year's Super Bowl, the New England Patriots, skipped the visit because, you know, they just don't like Donald Trump. So the same thing is going to happen this year, and I want to know what you think about that.
Quite honestly, I does not care, to quote Herman Cain. So we've got Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, and Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith.
Seem to be among the Eagles players that are just going to take a knee to the whole idea of visiting the White House.
Well, wouldn't it be more appropriate if they went to the White House and the president said, all right, let's all stand for the pledge. And then they knelt at the White House in the Oval Office. That would really upset him.
That would make some headlines.
It sure would. But here's the thing about this. Who cares? You know, you don't have to go to the White House. It's a stupid tradition anyway to go to the White House. I mean, it was a big deal maybe back in the 70s and 80s when you won the Super Bowl to go meet the president. It didn't matter who it was. You know, everybody went to see Reagan and everybody went to see Carter. But nowadays, there's just so many things. Who cares?
It's an honor to be invited to the White House.
Sure.
And how many times in your lifetime are you going to be invited?
Every time you win the Super Bowl?
Okay, well, then there's that.
Yeah.
But other than that, you're not going to be asked to go. So, whatever. I think it's your prerogative. Personally, I'd rather go to Disney World.
Yeah, with Phil Sims. He's the guy that first said that, I believe. Phil Sims. Where are you going to go? Disney World. I think I'm going to go to Disney World.
Oh, okay, okay.
Could be wrong about that, but we don't have time for research.
But they are paid to say that.
That is true.
They are paid to
now.
Say that.
Now.
Yeah, big money there.
You know, but just getting back to it real quick. To me, you know, if you win the NBA playoffs or the World Series or the Olympics or whatever, you've achieved something that the majority of people are not going to ever achieve. And you should be held to high vaulted heights, right?
That's it.
If that made any sense.
But I tell you what, if they don't want to be there, I'm sure Donald Trump ain't going to miss them.
I don't care at all. Whatever. I didn't even watch.
They're going to spoil all the fun.
Robert Kraft will be there. He's my buddy.
So, anyway.
Let them stay home.
Stay home.
So, something else happened over Super Bowl weekend.
What's that?
Some Girl Scouts got very entrepreneurial.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Entrepreneurial. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
We used to have a host that will be, we'll keep this host nameless, but it always sounded like they were saying entrepreneur.
Entrepreneurial?
But this entrepreneur.
Were they 18? Did they set up on a corner someplace? Not that kind of entrepreneurial.
Anyway,
Well, pardon? You're looking at me funny. You didn't follow where I was going with
this. I think it was going to go into the gutter.
Well, I'm always in the gutter. I was trying to step out of the gutter and get on the street corner.
Well, there's not room for
Girl Scouts who are 18 and being entrepreneurial.
That's why I said 18.
Okay, so what do these brownies sell?
Getting these cookies, you know. Yeah. A 9-year-old Girl Scout in California discovered a strategic spot to sell cookies.
Okay, where was it?
Okay, this is in California. Would you like to take a stab at it?
Okay, so you're the Girl Scout cookies and California.
You're going to boost sales.
My gosh, I don't know.
Set up outside of a marijuana dispensary.
A marijuana dispensary.
That's right.
With Girl Scout cookies.
With Girl Scout cookies.
Now, that is genius.
That is brilliant. The girl and the father, whose identities are not being revealed, say they sold 312 boxes of cookies in a few hours during Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, you got any Thin Mints left, bro?
We'll take some tagalongs and just give me all with all that you got.
I like to take Thin Mints and crush them up in vanilla ice cream and then just eat the whole thing. And do they have any do-si-dos?
Samoas for dessert.
Samoas are my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the shortbread cookie, the coconut, the caramel. Oy, the chocolate. Oy.
I saw Thin Mint cereal at the grocery store.
No, I don't know. That's too much. Thin Mints are good, but you got to keep them in the freezer. What a brilliant idea, though.
They do have to be frozen.
They do.
Yeah, outside a pot dispensary. So there you go.
Is there a kerfuffle? Is the Girl Scouts upset about this, or are they happy that they made a lot of money?
They're going to take the money and shut up. Okay. The Girl Scouts are going broke anyway.
Right.
Because all the Girl Scouts want to be Boy Scouts.
Yeah, they want to know how to camp and tie knots and all the things that the Girl Scouts don't teach them.
And now the Girl Scouts can teach you how to roll joints, how to load a bong.
How to make money off of stoners. Show up with easy-to-digest, delicious snacks.
There you go.
But I already bought some pot cookies. I'll trade you.
Awesome. Those girls have a bright future ahead of them.
They do. Speaking of a bright future, when we were children, we grew up looking forward to a bright future because we were educated by a nice old man every day on PBS.
That's right. Captain Kangaroo taught me everything I know.
And now you can... No, not Captain Kangaroo.
Well, who are you talking about,
though? I am talking about Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yes. My friendly neighbor.
The Reverend Fred Rogers. And now you can lick him and stick him to a piece of paper. Oh, you don't have to lick stamps anymore.
Oh.
Darn it. Yeah, the U.S. Postal Service plans to issue a new stamp featuring Mr. Rogers. The Forever Stamp will be unveiled March 23rd in the same Pittsburgh public television station where Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was produced. The stamp features Fred Rogers and the Royal Puppet King, King Friday the 13th.
Very good. He deserves it.
Sure.
You think of anybody else that's been on a stamp. Do we have a Barack Obama stamp?
Probably not in this country, but you know, other countries will put pop culture icons on their stamps so people will buy them as collector's items.
Maybe in Kenya. Kenyan stamps, Barack Obama.
It probably would be his awesome brother, Malik, who's very funny on Twitter. Elvis had two stamps, a fat one and a skinny one. I remember that. That was the first big controversy as far as stamps were concerned in pop culture. You could go and vote. Who would you rather have, fat Elvis or skinny Elvis? And they termed it as young Elvis and old Elvis, but you know, they did one with both, but I don't know of any other PBS people, I guess, that have been on stamps. Mr. Rogers is a no-brainer.
Man, he's contributed a lot.
He has. I watched that even when I was home in college.
And thanks to him, it was legal to record TV shows on your VCR.
It is because of him. Why?
He sat before Congress. He testified that, basically, the benefits of educating your children and all of that stuff. But there was a big push by television, either the networks or the producers, that no, you can't record mm-hmm. off the TV. That's all copyrighted and everything. Mm-hmm. But he pushed against that.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's right.
A beautiful day.
He and the porn industry
in the neighborhood
put VCRs in every home in America.
And boy, did I watch both of them. When Mr. McFeely would come over, we would put a blanket out over ourselves, eat some snacks.
Speedy delivery.
You know, my question about it, he would come home in the middle of the day, take off his shoes and put on his slippers, put on his sweater, zip it up, and go to the land of make-believe. He was really coming home and getting high and then going back to work.
He maybe even stopped and got some of those Girl Scout cookies.
Did you like those puppets?
I could not stand those puppets.
I liked the king, and I liked the wife.
But Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine creeped me out. She just looked like the alcoholic lady that lived on your street.
She did.
With the rosacea and the gin blossoms.
I liked the trolley.
Trolley was cool.
Until the trolley went off and the image went out of focus. Mm-hmm. And I knew, here comes that drunken beast from down the street. I wasn't into that.
I didn't.
Not at all.
I liked the owl, but I didn't like the cat. Remember the owl and the cat?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, I think he did all the voices, by the
way. Oh, yeah, the meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
But now the sweaters, I think, were all knitted by his mother.
Really?
I think I have a lot of them.
I'm from Pittsburgh.
And Mama had nothing to do but sit there and watch Mr. Rogers all damn day.
No kidding.
So, there you go. That Mr. Rogers, back in the day when boys were boys and girls were girls.
That's right. And that was it.
That was it. Not these days.
No, not these days.
And there's a study to prove that.
Let's hear about it.
Now, this kind of surprises me a little bit. Because I always think this this whole generation of kids, and you see them. You see so many kids, and you're like, are you a boy or a girl? And, you know, that's not appropriate to ask questions.
Not these days. You can't ask anymore.
You can't.
You've seen that iPad commercial, right, with the androgynous kid riding the bike around and climbing the tree and using the iPad. And then the lady from next door comes out and says, what are you doing on your computer? And little smug androgynous child goes, what's a computer? And then just keeps typing away on the computer in front of her face.
Yeah. It's like
nobody that. Likes that commercial.
It's
Stop
like
it.
That. But there's more and more of this. So far more U.S. teens than previously thought are transgender or identify themselves using other non-traditional gender terms, with many rejecting the idea that a girl and boy are the only options. There was this study that looked at students in the 9th and 11th grades and estimated that nearly 3% are transgender or gender nonconforming.
Gender nonconforming.
They just don't care.
I'm with Alex Jones here. What are they putting in the water?
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
See, it's a gay bomb.
That's it.
All that stuff that we take and then dump into the water, you know what it does? It makes little kids it makes little kids androgynous, and of course it does this.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
See? You turn the frogs gay. You know, humans are next.
That's it. You know, 'cause those frogs, man, they get around.
Do you think that it's a real study that determines, okay, these kids are transgender, or are these kids hearing about it at school or seeing it online or seeing news stories? 'Cause I think it's sort of trendy, don't you?
I used to think that.
You don't think it's...
Look, I truly think that... This is for a person that's transgender, that this is as real as water is wet.
Right.
You don't question it. And so if you are questioning it, there has got to be such an inside struggle to feel like you were born the wrong gender, that whatever process in the womb, or if you believe in God, that somebody, somewhere, something malfunctioned and you came out wrong. That has got to be a horrible way to live. Yeah. I feel bad for these people. And apparently, according to this study, these transgender teens, they're susceptible to depression, bullying, suicidal thoughts. I mean, can you imagine... The hell that's got to be.
Well, doesn't the suicidal thought come from the lack of acceptance and the bullying? I think everything is sort of a reaction to...
To the environmental reactions. Things like that. Sure.
I remember being in high school and having a couple of kids, not very many, maybe two, and we were from a small town, so the percentages are similar to what you said about that study in Minnesota, but we had one kid that dressed like Madonna, a boy. Dressed like Madonna every day with the gloves and the lace gloves and the makeup. And in a small town, that was weird. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember him getting bullied and beaten up. It was just, look at that weirdo. In fact, we called him other things like, look at that queer or that freak. And, you felt bad about it. But you did it anyway.
Back then, a lot of the people that were doing that were trying to be different.
Yeah.
They wanted to be different, and they wanted to turn heads and attract attention.
Right.
But now it's something that's very real to these people. And, you know, I kind of compare it to sort of like the gay movement, where it was, you know, as more and more people came out, it was trying to understand, well, why are you that way? Was it no father in the home? Were you abused? Did somebody touch you?
Right.
You know, things like that. And then after a while, it's just kind of, you kind of realize it's just the way some people are.
It is the way you are.
And I used to think, why would you question your gender? You know, are you just trying to be like that, like the kids we grew up with that were just wanted attention, that were trying to be cool? Of course, we also had Boy George in those days. We had, you know, the
gender bender.
The gender bender. You even had Adam Ant with makeup and all this, and they were cool. So what's different? And so I'm almost like, is it something in the water? I'm beginning to ask the Alex Jones question. Is there something in the water?
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Gay bomb.
It's a gay bomb, baby.
Different than a daisy cutter. But
a what?
They're the daisy cutter bomb. And Herman used to call it the daisy chain bomb.
The daisy chain bomb, Shanny B.
Ooh, I don't think we can say that.
Why? Just did.
Well, I was say that to Herman.
Oh, okay.
That was on the radio. This, you know, can be PG-13.
I can do whatever I want, Shanny B.
So I condone the daisy chain.
What does gender fluid mean?
I don't know, but if you don't want to get it in your eye.
Want to make this rated R?
I just did. But, you know, you think about nutrition.
Yeah.
And the whole entire food manufacturing thing. Boosting things with antibiotics and and fertilizers. And look, the estrogen levels in people are sky high. It's more people going towards women.
Right.
Men wanting to be women.
Right.
Hello, Bruce Jenner.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
By the way, it's Caitlin. I don't like you misnaming me. In fact, in some countries, that would get you thrown in jail.
So sorry. So sorry. It did not mean to offend. You know, I love you, Caitlin.
You know, I'm a staunch conservative here, Shanny B, so I can take it with stride. I mean, I'm in my 60s, maybe
you
even
are
70.
You're bold, and you're a grandparent.
I'm a grandparent. You can call me grandma. I'm too young to be somebody's grandma. I prefer to be called Nana. Call me Nana.
That's better. Better than granny.
Or Meemaw. I don't like that. Who wants to be called Meemaw?
Meemaw.
Meemaw. Meemaw.
No. Meemaw. I put that right up there with auntie. I don't like auntie.
Auntie?
Yes.
I don't like auntie either.
I don't even like aunt.
You know, but you can call me
aunt. Aunt, I say.
It's an aunt. I could be a grandpa. You know, I'd be a good grandpa. You could bounce up and down on my knee.
All right, let's do a pop quiz, Caitlin.
Sure, go ahead. Pop
okay.
me.
Kylie's new baby girl. Mm-hmm. Is that okay if I identify the gender of
this
child?
Well, has the child chosen its gender yet? It's California, so they can put on the birth certificate, you know, whatever they want. It doesn't have to be a boy or a girl. It's a non-binary stage.
But I don't think the baby can talk.
Well, the baby will have to grow. Look, it's up to the baby. You want to be like Jazz Jennings, the poor child.
But when the baby needs to fill up its diaper,
sure.
Does it stand or sit?
Well, all babies, when babies are in their crib, they're not standing or they're just pooping and peeing in their diaper. What are you talking about? Boy, geez.
Okay.
They got to be, you know, when you identify, you know, when you look down there. Now, when I looked down there when I was 3 or 4, by the way, I was pretty big. Just letting you know, I don't have a lot of shortcomings.
You do
and that's
have big hands for
them.
A woman.
Oh boy, do I! Look at my Adam's apple. I had it shaved. Got some nice boobs too. I just like looking at them in the mirror. I just stand there and go, my goodness, look at these! Got a gold medal in
a
lady
lot of people
parts.
Are saying, look at these.
I know.
You're not a bad-looking woman, even though your lips are a little crooked.
My lips are crooked. My eyes are crazy. I haven't had the right surgery yet. But by the way, I looked down. Let me get back to my story. I looked down, and I saw this thing there. And I said, boy, this doesn't belong on me. I'm a woman. But, my friend, she didn't have what I had, and I didn't have what she had. And I wanted what she had, but not in a sexual way. I wanted it because it's me. Trapped inside of me. My whole life, Bruce Jenner, was a lie.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. Very
sorry.
Oh,
you don't have to apologize. I'm not sorry about it. I did something about it. I mean, I lived a lie for so long, and then, you know, I just had to be brave. I was brave, and then ESPN rewarded me for my braveness. And my little grandchild is just going to have to wait. And when my grandchild decides to be a gender, that's totally up to my grandchild. So until then, it's zer, z, them, there, whatever they want.
Caitlin, are you shocked, surprised, or proud that nearly 3% of students in 9th and 11th grade in wherever this study was done identify themselves as transgender or gender nonconforming?
I think it's brave for them to be able to come out and be who they are without risking without risking getting beaten up by a bunch of bullies. Like, I was a bully. I beat up the straight kids. I said, oh, look at you, you conformist breeder.
It's interesting because you used to be a jock.
I was a big jock. I could throw the javelin better than anybody. If they would have the Olympics, if I had done my gender reassignment, okay, and I don't even like calling it that because I've always been a woman. That's just me. If I really am the first woman to win the decathlon, you know.
You are a credible bunch of firsts.
And I was the first woman on a box of Wheaties, okay? I just wasn't dressed like a woman, you know, as people perceive women to be dressed, okay? And look, these little kids, they need all the love and the support that they can get. And if they want to be gender nonconforming or, you know, switch sides, I say let them do it, because, you know, nothing says good parenting like sticking a prepubescent child on hormones.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Yeah, just look at Jazz Jennings. You know who Jazz Jennings is, right?
Jazz Jennings?
Jazz Jennings. Some of the people in your audience will know who Jazz Jennings is. She's about 14 or 15 years old. She's been a reality TV star for a long time. She was born a boy, but has always been a girl inside. Well, she started on hormones before puberty, which means her penis didn't fully develop, and now the doctor can't make a fake vagina out of it.
What do you do then?
I guess you just rub it a lot, because nothing's ever going to come out of it.
And there you go.
No gender fluidity there.
Oh, I knew the gender fluid was coming.
You did? Oh, it's because I told you.
I didn't mean to say coming. Ah!
Oh, boy, this is Caitlin, degenerating.
You're dragging me into the gut. I'm going to have to turn you loose, but Caitlin, thank you so much for your insight.
Bye!
Take her away. Take her away. Tim, good Lord. Caitlin, though, really provided some powerful insight.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't condone that kind of, you know, what a mouth on her.
Yeah, well,
she swears like a sailor.
If you tilt your head. Oh, yes, that too, yeah.
Tilt your head? I'll let you go on with that.
Then it looks straight.
Ow!
Nothing is straight on Caitlyn Jenner.
No, it does curve to the right.
Should ask her next time. You know, is it short, shriveled, and to the left? How's it hanging?
No, it's. I'm still here. I live inside of Tim Andrews' head.
Shoot. I didn't want you to hear me talking about you behind your back.
Oh, geez. Well, whatever. I guess
I'll see. Not until you download the podcast.
All right. Well, hey.
So.
All right.
Usually around this time, we do a butt hurt of the week.
Yes. Would you like to hear it?
Whose butt is hurting?
Mine hurts because I ate a lot of bad food over the weekend, and I spent a lot of time sitting down yesterday. So, let me tell you, the Super Bowl was Sunday, and boy, what a great game. The Eagles won, the Patriots lost, and the halftime show was just a nice little halftime show featuring one of the biggest stars in the last 20 years by the name of Justin Timberlake. And I thought he did a good job. Did you see any of it?
I didn't see any of it.
Okay.
And before you go on, I'm very confused because people that watched it said he did a good job.
Sure.
But you look at the headlines, it was audio malfunction and he was something about a connect the dots set or a paint by numbers. That's what
paint
it was.
By
paint
numbers,
by
yeah.
numbers set. And that the Prince thing was bad. But anybody that watched it said it was great.
Well, I believe what they originally intended to do with Prince was to have a hologram there to perform and dance with Justin. And the blowback from that was, don't do it. Prince wouldn't approve of that. So they put this giant sheet up and they shot purple on it and they superimposed or projected Prince onto the sheet and they sang together. So they paid homage to Prince, which if you're in Minneapolis at the Super Bowl right after Prince died, it's been, 2 years? Yes, you do that. You pay homage to Prince. And the thing
that you say homage.
Homage. Is it homage?
Homage.
Justin Timberlake, by the way, has a new album out. It's called Man of the Woods. He's growing up. Justin Timberlake, if he isn't 40 yet, is almost 40 years old or will be soon. He has the beard. He's starting to get gray hair. He's stepping out and away from his flashy NSYNC style life, I guess, I suppose.
Puberty kicked in.
Yeah. But according to Vox.com, and this is not just Vox.com spreading this out there, other blogs are, and you know, the internet hate machine that is Twitter, is basically coming together to say Justin Timberlake is a white man, and that grants him incredible freedom in his career. The white masculinity he's showcasing with Man of the Woods isn't new, it's just newly visible. Now, that's a lot of gobbledygook, and this comes from Constance Grady, who writes for Vox.com. And she goes on to say, Justin Timberlake is reclaiming his white masculinity, sort of. He has a new album out, and he's been promoting it with a kind of Western iconography that codes, there's a word, remember that word, codes, as rugged and white and manly, mountains, flannel, bonfires. And you don't even need to read the rest of it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
What a bunch of bull crap that is.
He was bringing sexy back.
Yes.
And he wasn't bringing sexy lady back. He was trying to be grown up and...
Who cares what he's doing? He could.
Who wrote that? Constance who?
Let me see your name again. Constance Grady. But you get to these words, you know, these little code words. codes, you know, triggered codes, any of those words.
These, and the triggers are the flannel. I can't read it from here. Blah, 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 blah.
So black entertainers don't wear flannel. Hispanic entertainers don't wear flannel. Women don't wear flannel. Flannel was around in the 90s. It was big because of grunge acts from Seattle.
And lesbians.
And, well, yeah, well, that's, hey, come on. Yeah. We've always worn that, right?
What?
Indigo girls.
You know.
Flannel for sale. But the thing about this that bothers me, and I guess it's my butt that's hurting here, is he is an entertainer. Doesn't matter what color he is. A lot of people like him. And he was at the Super Bowl performing. Some people were upset that Janet Jackson wasn't there because he went together back in and I don't care. Nobody cares. Janet Jackson, superstar, still sells out arenas, still touring.
But at her age, to get that boob to fall out, he'd have to like get down on the floor.
Well, he would need a crane or a jack.
Yeah.
And it didn't, let's be honest, it didn't look good back in the 2000s. What makes you think it's going to look good now? But if you go on Twitter, and I do this so you don't have to, but I go on Twitter and I read all these people with their snarky comments and the clapping back and sit down and you're canceled. Justin Timberlake is not canceled. He's going to be around a long time. I don't even like his music that much. Some of the songs are catchy, good pop songs. Who doesn't like a good pop song, no matter who it is? But shut up.
He's a talented dude. Leave Justin alone.
Leaving Justin Timberlake alone.
I don't know. And, you know, he's an Orlando boy.
Is he really?
Much like me.
So didn't that guy who created all those boy bands come out of Orlando, and wasn't he a creep that touched them all?
Lou Pearlman. No, I don't think he was touching them all.
Was he just ripping them off?
No. He actually started Menudo.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Speaking of Menudo, are you watching The Assassination of Giovanni Versace?
No, but I know Ricky Martin is in it.
He is, and boy, is he handsome. The older he gets, the more rugged he looks.
He was not nearly attractive in Menudo.
He wasn't?
I don't think so.
So he was an ugly kid, became a sort of handsome pop singer by himself, solo. And now that he's an actor, rugged, handsome man.
Time is good to him.
Time is good to him.
Time has not been good to me, but time is good to him.
Time has been great to you, Shaney B. You look as good as you did last year. And actually, you look better because you lost a lot of weight. I hope that doesn't trigger you, because I didn't think you'd look bad.
And
But you look skinny as right now, and you're making me feel bad about myself. And I just said the S word, so I'm going to bleep it.
Well, you know. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're cute, too.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying. Hey, looky here. Look, I'm totally stop.
What?
I dig chicks. Have you seen my wife, my ex-wife, Kris Jenner? Wow, what a looker.
Does that make you a lesbian?
No, it makes me a woman who likes to have sex with his penis with women. What don't you understand about that? Come on.
Yeah, you did clarify that.
You're a hater. Some women have penises.
I hate to be so ignorant.
Well, stop being ignorant.
But I'm trying. I really am.
Some men.
Look, I came around. I think I understand transgender people better now than I did this time last year.
Well, you certainly understand them. And by the way, it's not tolerance. It's let's celebrate. Let's not tolerate. Let's not tolerate. Let's celebrate.
Celebrate.
I don't know. One of those buzzwords. I can't get out of this voice. This is the Tim and Shaney B experiment.
With guest host, Caitlyn Jenner.
And we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.